Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
This is Pax What She Said. Now, here's Perry Goldstein and Maggie Loney.
And I mean, I think, you know, he had talked for most of his career about not wanting things to end the way that they did with Favre, because he knew what that felt like as a fan. He knew, you know, he wasn't going to put Jordan Love through that. He's always, from day one, I mean, we were at training camp. It seemed from, you know, the observing eye that he had a great relationship with Jordan. He was never going to, like, not help him. He always was in his corner, giving him tips. So I think, kind of like this farewell. McAfee was a farewell to me. It was him coming on the show and taking 45 minutes of uninterrupted time to thank Green Bay, to thank the fans, and to acknowledge how special it was, because, you know, it's like you said, it could have been scorched earth. The Favre thing felt ugly, right? Yeah. And I think Rodgers knew enough to say that whatever I do, wherever I go, this cannot be ugly. So for him to thank everyone and say, look, I just don't want to be done playing, but I understand the business side of things. Like he said, Jordan has to play. They have to know who he is and what they have in him. And it made me respect him more for doing that. And it kind of made it sting a little more, right? Because you're like, oh, if he had been spiteful and vengeful, it's really easy to just turn that page.
Yeah.
But now you're just sentimental, which I appreciate.
Yeah, I agree. I think I'm glad you brought up his comments about Jordan, because I think they were huge. Mm-hmm. And you're right. Like he has handled this backup situation completely differently, because he was on the receiving end of a much different situation, has always said that he did not want to be that way. And you can believe him or not, we've seen it, right? Like we've physically been in person and seen the way that he interacts with not just Love, but Kurt Banker the last few seasons,
Tim Boyle.
Like he loves his QB room, and he has been a very, very like strong advocate for the two of them. We watched in training camp as he taught them the footwork drills. Like this is not like hyperbole here that he just like, oh, like he's a, you know, he loves Jordan Love. He just says it in front of the media. No, like we have watched him be a coach and a mentor in person. So for him to come out and say like, I love Jordan, he's going to have a great career, he's a great kid, like it, you believe it, like when he says that. I do wonder, I think he actually really does care about the franchise and about his legacy.
Yeah.
And I think that he must feel, I wonder, this is more of a question, I do wonder if he feels like, okay, now I'm handing the reins over, right? This is like taking, it's like when the queen steps down and they coronate a new, you know, like monarch. It's like, is that what this feels like? You know, because that's what Green Bay has been. Now, is Jordan Love the next great coming of quarterbackers? I don't know, but like it in Green Bay, there is a little bit, it just feels a little bit more serious, the passing of the torch, because it doesn't get passed that often. So I do wonder if that has mattered to him, or if he's taken that. I'm sure he has, if what we know about Aaron Rodgers, like I'm sure he takes that very seriously.
Yeah, It's tough to talk about, honestly, because, you know, I think Andy Herman said it really well on Twitter. He said something like, it's like when you've read the same book and you're 99.9% sure that the next book you read is going to be worse, but you're just ready to read something new. Like, you're reading the best novel of your life, and the last 30 years have been like this amazing novel that the Packers have written, and they've had Hall of Fame quarterback play, and every season you've woken up and said, like, they have a shot. You know, like, it's been fun to have that anticipation every season, and there's no guarantee that that's going to happen. We have no idea. You know, the likelihood of that happening, of I'm literally looking as we record at this picture of Barstar, Brett Favre, and Aaron Rodgers. The likelihood that we're going to get like a Jordan Love stuck up in there is very slim. But yeah, to be Packers fans and turn the page and not knowing what the future is like, I think there's something intriguing about
but
it.
We're
almost
still excited about it, and right, exactly. I do think like the excitement of moving on has been aided better in the way Rodgers is handling the transition.
Mm-hmm.
For sure.
I agree.
Okay, so that happened. It was 45 minutes. There were lots of quotes in there. One I do want to ask you about, because when I heard it, I was like, that he's arguably the greatest player in franchise history. Like, it's really interesting hearing someone say that about themselves, because it can come off as like quite arrogant, but at the same time, like, he's right. So I'm like, yeah, bro. I mean, like, you said the quiet part out loud, I guess. He is right. He is one of.
Oh yeah.
Top three.
It's funny that you bring that up, because, you know, Mark was asking me as we were driving home, like, are you excited to talk about all this with Perry? And I was like, oh yeah, I'm always excited. And he was like, what are you going to talk about with the Rodgers stuff? And I was like, I need other people's perspectives on this quote, right? Because it was really polarizing. You can argue, yes, he has to be in your top five. Like, you know, whatever you feel about Aaron Rodgers as a person, Aaron Rodgers, the quarterback of the Green Bay Packers, has to be in your top five list all five, like all time, as far as a talent perspective. So for him to say that, it's hard
he's
to disagree
wrong
with him. Yeah, like, but it's like you said the quiet part out loud, dude. Like, but when you're looking at, I don't want to use the word leverage, but I think it was his way of saying, like, I'm ready to pass the torch. And I don't think he was trying to put like any pressure on Jordan Love, but it was like, this chapter is ending, this era is ending, but I want to make sure everybody knows, as I'm off to New York, that I was one of the best to ever do it.
I mean, as if anyone could forget that.
Right. But I mean, it's Aaron Rodgers, right? Like, I think
I know,
he wants
but it
his...
is. I mean, I can see how he would be like, look, the franchise has decided they want
to
move
on.
To
get rid of the best player
from
ever.
Me. Right. And but like, I get that, right? Like, I do see how there are probably so many mixed emotions within this entire situation. And just, I mean, bittersweet is probably the only way to like accurately describe it. It's just like, just remember.
I do want to ask you this though too, because, you know, he made the comment about being one of the best to ever do it, and I agree. I thought it was kind of telling the way that he talked about the front office, and he said, like, he acknowledges Packers players know that the franchise historically will move on from you a year too early as opposed to a year too late. Like, they've done it with a number of players, like, that have gone on to have really good seasons. And, you know, I think it's fair for him to say, like, he wants to be in that conversation to go prove, like, I can have an MVP all-pro kind of season, not in green and gold. And, you know, the Packers own that, and they'll acknowledge that that's something that they do as a franchise. But do you think that does anything or says anything about the front office? Like, do you think it affects the mindset of players like maybe Aaron Jones that have these expectations of maybe staying in green and gold and don't know if that's attainable for them? Or do you think it's just kind of like a case by case thing that we just have a lot of examples to cherry pick?
I think these players have a better understanding of the way this business works than like fans do. I think fans get like very sentimental, and I'm sure players do too, but this is like their job. You know what I mean? So I don't know if there's like too many hard feelings when it comes to stuff like this, unless you're, I mean, in a very specific situation. I think players have a much like deeper understanding. Like, I could get cut at any time. Like, I know that this is a cutthroat business. I know that this is a results-based business. I know that this is an ageist business. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if it's necessarily as, I mean, Rogers has also illuminated this issue, quote unquote issue, a lot in the last few years, because he feels like players like maybe deserve a little bit more as they're aging and going out of the franchise. And he hasn't necessarily agreed with the way the franchise has handled some of those players. And I think this is like a great debate topic, because on the one hand, it's a business, but it is a human business and humans have feelings. And these humans put their bodies on the line for this business. So I don't know if there's like a wrong or right answer here.
That was well said.
Thanks.
I don't really know where to take it from here, honestly. I mean, like, we don't know what the compensation is going to look like. This deal is not done, obviously. That's why we're talking more with our hearts, I guess, at this point than any figuring out any trade compensation. But
I just hope it's fair compensation. I wouldn't be surprised anymore if it's not a first round pick. Like,
agreed.
I do get that. But at the same time, I'm like, man, you're not going to give a first round pick for Aaron freaking Rodgers. That's weird.
Yeah. And I mean, I think the hard part, right, is just the unknown of how long he wants to play. Rodgers could say, like, you know, I'm going to play a year. He could say, I want to play 2 to 3 years. So,
yeah. I mean, it's fair though, right? Like, he was saying this because he got out of the darkness retreat and he was like, I need to start working out and I need to see how my body feels. And like, the dude's turning 40. I get why this is like a year by year basis for him. Like, Tom Brady was the same way at the end of his career. Like, you never know. All of a sudden, like, the switch can flip and like your body just simply cannot do what it used to do anymore.
That's normally when you're a normal human and you turn 30. I'm experiencing that right now. I'm about to turn 30. My body's falling apart. I wake up every day and things crack. But no, I mean, exactly. You're right. You know, you have to kind of play it by ear in those situations. So I guess we'll see what happens. But I think at the end of the day, I left feeling very sentimental about the whole thing. I didn't. And I think, you know, the thing is too, I don't know how fans felt about this. It's hard to take anything out of like, Twitter is always going to be polarizing. People like Facebook, social media, whatever, on every issue, not just football. Yeah. But I will say I left the Pat McAfee show feeling sentimental, bittersweet, excited for Jordan Love, you know, content for Rodgers, sad to see that chapter ending. Like, it was all of the emotions, yeah. I think. Excited for Rodgers to get to go play somewhere.
It is all the emotions. It feels right. I think it's unfortunate that, like, you know, we couldn't win another ring in the Matt LaFleur era. Like, everyone felt like we could, and he couldn't ride off into the sunset, into this, like, ideal, perfect world. But this does feel... this does feel like right in a way. And it's almost been easier because we've been able to like mentally prepare for the last few months for this to happen.
2400 Sports is an Odyssey company.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.
Bringing a data center online takes more than equipment. It takes precision. Graybar helps customers predict, stage, schedule, deliver, and verify every step of the build with critical products that are available now. From networking and wireless to critical power and testing tools, our teams help you reduce downtime risk and keep projects on track. Speed. Scale. Ready now. Yep. Graybar does that.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast.
Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
Odyssey celebrates Father's Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.